This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Well, it happens every year, and I'm sure I mention it every year. But I can feel fall. It can be a 95-degree day, but I'll feel fall. I don't feel fall every day. And most of the time, it's just a moment or two in a day when I get some preview of coming attractions. I think other critters or other things feel it, you know, this anticipation of fall. Box turtles are maybe thinking it's one last time for more food and mating. "I know what you mean," I say to box turtles on morning trots across the grassland. Maybe it's the dry, dusty days as opposed to the thick, humid days that feel fallish. Longer, dark mornings. Yeah. But I need to talk to our rooster, Señor Rojo, about the mornings. He's still crowing at 4 a.m., and there isn't a hint of sun, you know, not for another hour or so. I hear him crow, and I think it's got to be 4. I look at the clock beside the bed, 4. I wonder if the hens are a little tired of it as well. It could be that I anticipate fall because it's a favorite season, so I look for any clue, any signal that says fall. But okay, it's still summer and lots of summer things to do. Mowing of monsoon growth, weeds in the garden, plants to plant in my little nursery, end of summer, seeds to gather. You know, late summer is just an incredible time to be high in the sky islands. I'm talking elevation, but a combination of highs can be delightful as well. But late summer, at the upper elevation, there are so many cool plants. Cool plants abound. Not to mention cool temperatures. Ms. Mosquito and I found ourselves high up in the Chiricahuas looking at plants and animals. A thunderstorm trapped us in the car, and we actually got cold. "Brrr," we said. "It must be 50 degrees out there." I was remembering that chilly feeling while mowing the other day and pulling weeds around our 1991 Marvelette situated very near the banks of the Ojolote. Some weeds are pulled and put in the garbage, not composted or fed to the poultry, but thrown in an old feed sack destined for the dump on dump day, which is usually every couple months, as nowadays you can recycle so much, so we don't produce very much garbage. But a goat head full of seed, that goes in a sack. And a particularly dreadful, and I do mean dreadful, plant, sand burr, or Cenchrus pausiflorus, spikes of burr that attach themselves to your clothes, your skin. Oh, this pharmacist, native species of sand burr, that goes in the sack. Cenchrus, I was thinking, must mean dreadful, but no, it means, it's from a Greek word that means it's like a millet for masochist, I'm thinking. Pausiflorus means few flowers, and thank God. on the bright side of wandering around the Marvelette are there these beautiful clumps of native zinnia, zinnia grandiflora, small mounds of bright yellow flowers. They are so doggone cheery. Put down that sack of sand burr, Petey. Zinnia grandiflora rules. Oh, yeah, it's a perennial of the uplands. It's got a vast range across the west and out to the Midwest. It seems to come out of nowhere and blooms through the summer into the fall, small golden yellow mounds of happiness. Yeah, there are places near me, where another native zinnia flowers. It's also spectacular. You know, it's been a great year for these native zinnias because of the rain. Zinnia acerosa, a much woodier plant, but still low to the ground, a mound of abundant white flowers. Outside Bisbee, Arizona, these two native zinnias cross paths. I'm not kidding you. And after these amazing summer rains, it's been this marvelous show. I even saw a white mound in the middle of a yellow mound. Yikes, I shouted. Zinnias are named for Johann Gottfried Zinn. He was of the 1700s. Didn't live very long, so he must have been pretty light to get a name like this. Three species native to Arizona, the other being a cute annual with a red flower, and it's found in the Mule Mountains and the Huachuca Mountains and all around the Mosquito homestead because I scattered seed. I do love all the old-fashioned garden zinnias. They come from a Mexican species, elegans, zinnia elegans, and they're so much fun. But it's hard to beat. It's simply hard to beat the amazing floral show of our native zinnias out in the desert, reminding us, my friends, the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Muskete, and this has been Growing Native.